And the final piece in this concert, recorded in August at Ulster Hall, is again from an opera, this time Prokofiev's War and Peace. Prokofiev had been mulling over Tolstoy's novel for some years, but it wasn't until the start of the 1940s that he was able to conceive how it could work as an opera. He initially focused on the final reunion scene between Natasha and Prince Andrei, and a concept of spiritual resurrection through love. However, after Hitler attacked the USSR in 1941, Prokofiev altered the focus of the plot onto the tyranny of the Napoleonic invasion. The result was far from satisfactory, requiring extensive cuts, rewriting, and the addition of new scenes, insisted upon by the director of the first production, Boris Pokrovsky, who later described his blind panic at having to untangle Prokofiev's confused score. But this suite, arranged by Christopher Palmer in 1988, takes the more successful scenes from the opera. It begins with three dances at the ball, followed by an intermezzo, and finally the snowstorm, battle, and victory.